Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we're visiting for this week's episode with a sophomore from the men's tennis team, Loic Clois. Loic, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You guys have been playing since late January, regular season matches this spring, and so far you are 7-0 in singles, 6-1 in doubles. Mm-hmm. What do you think has been the key to your success so far this season?
I think I play pretty good, even though as a team we're struggling a little bit. But I'm trying to stepping up my game and focusing on everything. Like, I mean, I'm trying every time to give the point to my team, like to improve the score. And I think it's pretty much the best way to win every match is.
College tennis is a little different. When you play in the fall, you play tournaments kind of like you're used to growing up, and then you go into the team format where you're playing for a point for your team. What did you do throughout the fall to help prepare you for this spring, especially knowing that you guys lost Tukey and Juan Cruz, and there was sort of a gap at the top of the lineup that needed to be filled?
I believe the best way to be ready for the spring is at practice during the fall. Like, we have to practice hard every time, like practice as a team and not individually. And yeah, it's the best way to be ready for the fall, for the spring, sorry, and to have a lot of wins and yeah.
Now, you did go 7-3 in the fall, which is a good record. Two of the three losses were three setters, went to a tiebreak, or went to a third set.
Yep.
And then now this spring, you're 3-0 in three setters. What did you take from that fall experience in those matches that's helped you pull out the tough ones this spring?
I think I was more tight when I was playing during the fall. Like, we played the All-American and I lost against a guy from Colombia. He was ranked 73 in the country, I think. And I was thinking about maybe if I beat the guy, I'm going to be ranked as well and everything. So, yeah, I was very tight. And now I'm more playing for the team, not for myself. So, like, it's really easier to play, like, relax. I mean, yeah.
Had you ever played any kind of team tennis before you arrived here?
It happens sometimes, like, we have interclubs, it's always in French, and, like, we're playing six singles matches and three doubles, so it's pretty much the same. But, like, it's more funny, like, it's not really serious, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, wins and losses here set you up for a conference tournament, yeah, ideally NCAA, and that, you know, I guess those were one-off matches and not anything in the league. Do you find, whether it's singles or doubles, that you play any different in the spring when you get to the team format, or is it just the focus on your court and you're going to do what you do?
I'm really focused on my court, but like, I'm trying to be loud for my team, and like, if I'm loud, I think they're going to be loud as well, and we're going to be all confident. So yeah, I think I have to be focused on my court, but on the other courts as well.
You know, the last spring when you got into it and you're in that format, have you ever been like, I mean, because you're playing singles against one other opponent, but you hear all the guys on the other court, so you really do feel like a team, even though it's kind of an individual sport.
True.
I mentioned before, you're in 13-4 in doubles this season overall, 6-1 in the spring, and you've done that with three different teammates.
Yeah.
What do you think makes a good doubles team, and what are you looking for in your partner that you think makes you guys play well together?
I think it's a confidence between each other, you know? If you're not confident in your partner, you're not going to play well. Like, if I'm having a bad day and the guy is like, okay, let's go, keep it up and everything, I'm gonna be okay. The guy is ready, so I'm gonna be ready as well after that. And we have to like to follow each other. I mean,
you know, on a day where you guys have a match, what's your routine? What do you like to do getting ready to play later that day? And then once you get to the courts, how do you prepare?
I feel like when you have a match, when we have practice the morning and everything, it's like really intense. Like we're playing 45 minutes, but after 45 minutes, I feel like, okay, now I'm ready to play for this afternoon. And yeah, the intensity is the key, I think.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Loic Clois. You're originally from Belgium, Ray.
Yeah.
Way to say the hometown. And you came here last January in the start of the spring semester. What were your expectations when you arrived on campus?
I mean, I didn't know anything about the United States, you know. I mean, it was the first time for me, so I was like, okay, it's going to be cool. But I was really scared, you know. I was like, okay, I'm leaving Belgium to come to the U.S. So, yeah, I mean, the U.S. is way bigger. So at the beginning, I was really nervous. But, I mean, now I'm used to it, so.
Like, once you got into practice and competed with teammates and sort of gauged your level, what kind of contribution did you think that you would make to the team?
I think, like, mentally I'm really good. Like, I'm really loud every time, so I think that can help them. And even though I'm not always positive on the court, like, I feel like I can give a lot of wins to my partner and everything, so.
Was there anything that you did to kind of fit in with the guys and get comfortable once you arrived to make this transition from Belgium to the United States?
I mean, with the guys, I wasn't nervous at all because, I mean, I'm an open-minded person, so, like, I'm really talkative and everything. So it wasn't that bad to be, like, close to them.
Okay. What was the most difficult thing to get used to or adjust to in moving from Belgium to Mobile?
I think the team matches, because when I was playing in Belgium, it was everything for me, and now it's everything for the team. So pretty much we don't really care about what I'm doing. We care about what the team is doing, you know?
Did you find, like, it was winter here, but winter here is kind of usually in the 50s.
Yeah.
Not too bad. What's the weather like in Belgium? And was that a hard thing to get used to, what you grew up in versus being down here now?
Yeah, I mean, I like it better here because in Belgium, like right now, it's snowing, you know. So, yeah, now we're playing outside. The weather is pretty good. So I really like it.
So in your first spring here, singles, you went 23-3,
yeah.
17-9 in doubles, so you made an immediate impact. And then at the banquet before the conference tournament, you find out, hey, you got honors. It was first team in doubles, second team all-conference in singles. What was your reaction?
I mean, I was surprised, you know. I mean, it was my first banquet, first conference, and first semester. I was really happy about the way I played because I had a lot of wins and everything. So, yeah, I was really surprised.
Once you get those honors, does it kind of, for you, did it change what you think you might be able to accomplish this season and the next couple of years in college? Or are you just on the same mindset of, I know what I got to do to help the team win, and this doesn't change anything?
I mean, I know what I got to do, but, like, I was playing 4, 5, 6 pretty much last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, like, it pushed me a little bit. Like, now I'm playing 1, 2, 3, so it's a little bit harder, but I feel like I can do it as well, you know?
When you were back in Belgium, you know, tell us about recruiting. When did you first hear from Coach Brochu, and how did you guys communicate in getting you to commit and come here?
Like, he texted me through Messenger, so Facebook, and it was like, I had a lot of contacts with other schools, you know, and he contacted me like at the end, like just before I was coming, you know. So I was like, okay, this this school looks good, the team is good, the weather is good, so it's pretty much what I'm looking for, you know. So I was like, okay, yeah, why not?
So what were some of the other schools that you were considering?
I had two in California, one in New York, and one in Cleveland, some in Arizona. I mean, I had a lot of them, and yeah, I ended up in South South.
Do you ever worry about making that decision? Because you said that when you came for spring semester, that's the first time you'd ever been in the U.S. You've got all these schools all over the country. How do you go through that process, having never been here?
I mean, I was just looking for a good team. Like, I didn't want to come and play number one, number two. So that's why I came here. I was playing 4-5-6, you know, like to get used to it and to have like good practices and everything. So, yeah.
How old were you when you started playing tennis?
I was 4.
And do you remember why you started playing?
My dad was playing, my brother was playing, and pretty much was doing everything that my brother was doing. So,
how much older is he?
He's 2 years older. So you got, now he's 21, yeah.
Yeah, did you guys compete in a lot of the same things, or because was it a big enough age difference that you guys were playing like at different groups at tournaments?
I mean, he was playing better than me before. I was playing like in a older tournament, you know. But now, like, he kept on playing tennis, but just a little bit. And now he's playing soccer in Belgium.
Soccer was your other sport?
Yeah, I was playing tennis and soccer as well.
What made you lean towards tennis as what you thought would be your best avenue going forward?
I mean, I was maybe 8 or 9, and I had to choose like between tennis and football and soccer side, because like we cannot do two sports in high level, you know. And my brother chose tennis, so I did the same.
You heard from a lot of schools, but at what point, like how long before you came over did you think to yourself realistically, I want to play college tennis, I want to go to the United States?
I mean, I didn't know since I passed the exam to come. I was like, okay, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. And then I passed the exam, I was like, okay, if I'm not coming, I'm gonna regret it. Like, you can even try 6 months. If you don't like it, just go back in Belgium, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I really loved it, so.
When you, with all the success from last year, what kind of goals did you set for yourself for this sophomore season?
I wanna get as much wins as last year. Even though it's going to be tougher because I'm playing 1-2-3, I want to step up my game and have a lot of wins as well.
And, you know, as a sophomore, you got a couple more years of eligibility. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, like, long-term goals and things you want to accomplish in tennis before you graduate?
I want to win the conference for sure. And then individually maybe play the NCAA or something, you know, be ranked and Indians, yeah.
Have you, I think I know the answer to this, you ever put some thought into the potential of playing tennis professionally? And since I think I know the answer, what do you think you need to do to make that happen?
I mean, practice is the key. I mean, intensity every time, every day, even though I'm tired, even though we have to wake up every morning to go to weight, to go to conditioning and everything. I have, like, to give everything, you know? Like, keep on practicing, and, yeah.
You're majoring in business. Yeah. When you are done playing, like, what kind of job do you see yourself settling into, or what do you hope to do?
I don't know. I think I'm going to try maybe 1 year on the Pro Tour for tennis, and then if it doesn't work, I'm going to maybe do a master or something. So I don't know yet. I have no idea.
Okay. You know, certainly to way too early I have to make any decisions, but like with your experience so far here, knowing what you grew up in, I mean, do you have a preference of where you end up settling down once you get into a career outside of tennis?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that. You got a lot of time to get there. True. But some people know, like, they have fun here, but they want to go home. And some people know where it's like, well, this is a, you know, that the way they approach the opportunity, they want to stay. So there's no telling.
Yeah, I mean, I like it here, but like I like it in Belgium as well, you know. And maybe I'm gonna end up somewhere else as well. So
Now, do you with playing junior tennis, how much did you travel in Europe? I mean, were you mostly staying at home and playing in the country?
I traveled a lot, you know. Like, I went a lot of country in Europe. And then, just before to come in college, I was playing futures, so for ATP points. And pretty much for the futures, I was playing in Belgium because we have, like, maybe 20 of them during the summer. So it was pretty easy to play them for me.
Now, with your family back home, How do you handle communication overseas? How often do you talk to them, and what are you doing? Is it more email, FaceTime? How do you keep in touch?
I mean, it's a lot of Skype, you know. We're texting almost every day through WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even maybe one text every day, you know, just to say how are you and everything. I think they miss me a lot, yeah.
You hope they miss you.
I hope they do.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Loic Klaus, a sophomore men's tennis player. The team will be in action this weekend at the HEB Invitational in Corpus Christi. That's playing matches Friday and Saturday. Appreciate the time. Before we let you go, I want to ask you some things to help our listeners get to know you a little better outside of tennis. So when I ask, just tell me the first answer that pops in your mind. And start with practice, matches, class, study hall, meals. You don't have a lot of free time, so you have a few minutes to yourself. What's your favorite thing to do?
Favorite thing to do, I think, see my friends.
What's your favorite sport outside of tennis?
Soccer.
Yeah, well, you gave me that answer earlier, but I had to ask anyway. What's the best athletic event you've attended as a fan?
As a fan, I think the World Cup in soccer.
Oh, you've been to a World Cup match. Where?
Where was it again? I don't know the city exactly. I mean, it was in Brazil, you know.
Okay, you went that year?
Yeah, I went, but I don't remember the city.
Who'd you see play?
I always watched Belgium.
Oh, okay. Oh, you traveled with them.
Yeah, I did.
Nice. If there's one athletic event you've never been to as a fan, but you want to go, what's the top of your list?
I think I want to go watch a Champions League game and maybe a football game, like an American football game. I never went there, so
okay.
I'm going to try.
If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
Maybe Hawaii.
What's your favorite movie?
Harry Potter.
Favorite book?
Harry Potter.
Hey, nice one. Nice one you can give the same answer twice. Who's your favorite musical artist?
I like a lot of French artists, so I don't know if you guys know it, but I like a group named Big Flo and Oli.
What kind of music is that?
It's like rap.
Okay. French rap.
Yeah.
I don't know it, but our listeners potentially could. Years down the line, when a producer in Hollywood sees your story coming here, playing tennis successfully, having never been to the United States, wherever your career takes you, it's such an interesting story. Has a script, he's going to make a movie. What actor is going to play the lead role of Loic Klaus?
I have no idea.
You need to do research. He has to be tall, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Loic Klaus, a sophomore men's tennis player. Friday and Saturday, back in action at the HEB Invitational. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on usajaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and at Jag Nation USA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!